yesterday we were talking about, you know, bad etiquette habits that you mm-hmm. have, and not sending thank you notes was one of them. Then we got a call from the great Max Armstrong, who said he always sends thank you notes.
Right.
So here's a related story involving the Bears. Bears send thank you note to the police over Roquan Smith's car burglary. The Athens-Clarke, Georgia Police Department's work in helping recover items stolen from Bears rookie linebacker Roquan Smith's car has not gone unappreciated. Smith posted a video on Twitter earlier this month thanking the police after they found items that included several University of Georgia game jerseys, a helmet, and his University Athlete of the Year trophy. And last week, the department posted a photo on its Facebook account showing a handwritten thank you note from John Tarpey, the Bears' Director of Safety and Security. On behalf of the Bears, thank you for helping Roquan recover his stolen items, the note read. They would have been irreplaceable, and we have you covered in Chicago. You're all the best. Judging from the May 23rd Facebook post, the Athens-Clarke police are prepared to take the Bears up on their offer. The post begins, thanks to the team, a great note of thanks from the Chicago Bears and the office of Marcus McQueen and the entire ACCPD team for recovering Roquan Smith's Georgia gear. Officer McQueen lifted fingerprints from Smith's vehicle, which helped recover the stolen property. On behalf of the department, we'll take a sideline pass, several deep dish pieces from Pequod's, and anything from the Skinny Piggy Bakery. Go Bears, go Dogs.
I like that they had demands, polite demands.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
Hey, they offered it. Smith's car was burglarized on May 5th while it was parked in a garage at the Athens apartment complex where he lives. 4 days later, Smith and police announced that almost all of the items, which included a speaker, headphones, sunglasses, two watches, had been recovered. A 20-year-old Georgia student, Layden Shane Durham, was charged with two felony counts for entering an automobile or a motor vehicle to commit theft. Most of Smith's property was found at Durham's father's house in Somerville, Georgia. One item that wasn't recovered, police said, was Smith's Bears-issued iPad containing the playbook. But teams officials said that they remotely wiped all the information from the password-protected device.
Oh, boy.
So that nothing has been said about whether they're going to get the Pequod's and the,
I mean, they gotta.
The Skinny Piggy Bakery and the sideline.
What is the Skinny Piggy Bakery that they're...
I don't know.
They're from Georgia?
Yeah.
And they know all about this?
What's the Skinny Penny Piggy?
Who told them?
What's, why do I not know about the Skinny Piggy Bakery?
While I look up that information, though, Pequod's, is that, that's a New Jersey pizza company.
No,
no,
yeah.
That's here.
It's here, but...
Well, it's here, but...
Yeah.
It's not like,
no.
You know, Lou Malnati's.
No. I mean, but Pequod's, everybody loves Pequod's now because they've got the burnt cheese on the,
yeah.
On the crust, which is
although,
pretty...
isn't, I forget what was his name, but he started it with whoever now... owns it.
I don't remember.
There's the it's the pizza place out in the burbs. He just passed away, but he would only make you would make a reservation and you would have to order ahead of time because you would only buy enough ingredients for the reservations of the time.
Oh. Okay.
Skinny Piggy is located at 1214 West Taylor Street.
Oh.
Huh.
It's an Italian bakery then?
It is. So. Cupcakes and pastries, s'mores and hot chocolate, candy and sweets.
You know, while they're there, they should just get pizza from right down the street if they want good pizza. You're already on Taylor Street. Get some Italian ice, too.
Featured on Chicago Best S'mores episode,
well,
apparently.
I'm assuming they're going to send this.
Yeah. They can send it frozen, right?
I don't think they can send Italian ice.
No, they can't. Unless they pack it, they can pack
yeah,
it. Hey, how do you think?
That.
Yeah, they can pack that. How
Italian
do you think?
Italian ice?
How do you think you get heart transplants? That has to remain. That has to. That has to remain freezing cold for the transplant to work. If you, they must have technology to save somebody's kidney. They have technology to save Italian ice.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you scoring at home today, two things that came out of Nick DiGilio's mouth during this show were, A, did I ever tell you about the time I dressed in drag and danced to Don't You Want Me, Baby?
Right.
And, of course, they have a way to pack Italian ice. It's just like transporting a heart.
Exactly. If they have that technology, then they can easily ship Italian ice.
I'm sure the first guy that thought of organ transplants was just like, this is Italian ice. Look at
how do you pack Italian ice?
This Italian ice has melted. I'm going to develop technology to save Italian ice and then hearts.
Hey, it packed this Italian ice so well. What about hearts?
What about hearts? brother. All right. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we'll keep you updated on whether they get the Pequods and the skinny puppies. Skinny Puppy? Was it Skinny Puppy? That's
Piggy.
A band.
Piggy.
Skinny Puppy is a band. It's a punk band. So they like punk in Georgia. They want some Skinny Puppy. Can you send us some CDs of Skinny Puppy?
Because I can't get them there.
Can't get them.
All you get is REM.
All right. We have to break here. The news and the opening bell is coming up. Tomorrow, Dan Feinberg will join us for his biweekly visit. We had a lot of TV to talk. I wonder if we're going to mention Roseanne. You think that's going to come up as any kind of big TV news this week?
Well, is Baskets over with?
Baskets is over with, yes.
Okay. So then, you might have time.
We might have time to talk about it. And Atlanta's over as well.
So, plenty of time.
And Barry's over, too.
So yeah, so much time.
That takes up 2 hours right there when we talk. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See ya.
All right. The news is coming up next right here on WGN.